I'm gonna keep it 1,000. As soon as I saw this ad, I knew I wasn't going to buy Starfield. I hadn't made up my mind exactly, but in my heart of hearts, I knew I wasn't gonna buy it. As soon as I saw this little black girl with the blue eyes running over to Margie Blyer, I was like, yeah, I already know what this is. If you've seen any of my videos, you've seen enough of my videos, you know I am sick and tired of black women being stuck in everything. You know, it's the, you know, they're the SJW mascot. This whole, you know, they look at black women as a porokoro. You know, what's that word the Japanese use, the politically correct stick? You know, they're a cudgel to beat straight white males over the head. They're the antithesis of the straight white man. It's this black woman. She's strong black woman. Or in this case, you know, you got the little black girl. Oh, I want to be an astronaut one day too. And then she runs up to Markie Plyer, this Eurasian gentleman, and he's like, yes, you can be a young black girl. You can be inspired. I'm a man that can inspire a young black girl. Whatever. I was against the astronaut aesthetic, so I wasn't really interested in Starfield. But by the time the Bethesda showcase came out, they convinced me, even though the staff is clearly a bunch of SJWs. I liked the woman who was talking about the sandwiches. I think it was the sandwiches and the spaceship, the one of the spaceship designers or whatever. She's hot, so I wanted to see more of her. So I was like, okay, you know, maybe it won't be so bad. You know, it may have some LOL, so random stuff in it. I'm not the hugest fan of Bethesda, but this might be fun. I see that you don't have to, because the astronaut aesthetic to me, I'm into retro shit, but astronaut, I guess the uniform for astronauts is like a construction worker uniform. It's hard to picture a construction worker being an action hero, even though, you know, you got Mario in his plumber outfit or uniform. But it just, once I saw that you can get other gear to wear, then I was like, okay, maybe I'll go ahead and get it. But no, now that this stuff has come out, you know, with Az's rant on the pronouns, and, you know, I didn't watch or read a lot of the reactions to his rant, because it's the kind of thing that if you're tired of this woke shit, you understand immediately. And also the kind of thing that is easy to dunk on, because all you have to do is be passionate about something you don't like. You know, you nerd rage, be angry about something that you don't like. And people who don't care about this shit either way will be happy to run to the defense of the thing that you're criticizing, or not even defend it, because they don't care either way. They just want to go, ha ha, you're so upset. Like some funny ones some people said was like the toys in the background of Az's, you know, in Az's little room or whatever. They were getting scared when he was yelling. So some of that shit is funny, but we know what he's talking about if we're tired of this woke shit. We know it's not just about pronouns. And we also know it's just a performance too. So one of the things that really annoyed me about it, and which is why I didn't watch a lot of reactions, was because a lot of these YouTubers like Mudahar and, you know, Hassan, who's just a retard, but you have people like that dunking on him, and oh, it's about a baby, and this British guy, even though he's from New Zealand, but whatever. This British guy is yelling about video games. I mean, yeah, yelling about pronouns. Whatever. But then have somebody like that shovel-jawed jackass Ackman, you know, getting in on it too, despite the fact that he's made videos about how politics, years ago, politics are corrupting video games. And yet he's jumping in on the act too, even though we know that this isn't about just pronouns. He said it. And it's this thing where, because he's yelling and he's angry and he's like, the, you know, this fat guy, even though he's been working out, but this fat guy is yelling and angry about video games and pronouns, blah, 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 it's not a big deal. But we know it's more than pronouns. Although, to me, the pronoun thing is a big deal, but it's not just about the pronouns. He said it in the rant, how it's like, this is our entertainment. You know, basically, to paraphrase it or sum it up in my own way, the way I take it, because it's something I always talk about. This is a male-dominated, straight male-dominated entertainment and hobby for years. Over the years, it's gotten more and more popular with people who just came in. We didn't keep anybody out. We didn't gatekeep anybody. They just came in, they enjoyed it. But then you have a group of assholes, activists, who have nothing better to do, who are only paying attention to the shit because it got popular, and they've decided that they need to be involved. They need to use this as an avenue to get somewhere else in their lives. So now all of a sudden everything has to be gay and trans and black women. All this stuff, like the smallest portions of the audience all of a sudden have to be the ones catered to. And these are not indie game projects. These are huge AAA budgets, $200 million spent on it. And yet you're starting a fucking game off with, what's your pronouns? And the thing about the pronouns thing, people say it's not a big deal. And in Demian TV, he was one of the people I was going to talk about. I've been planning this for the past couple of days, but he addressed it in a later video where he was like, yeah, I was wrong to say that the pronouns isn't really a big deal. Because what I was going to say about the pronouns is, number one, if you're tired of the woke shit, it takes any little thing to set you off at this point. But another thing is, pronouns are not for you. Pronouns are for us. Pronouns are not mainstream. Just because people are yelling about it online, and even though you have Canada, those morons, making it illegal to quote-unquote misgender someone, which is fucking stupid, but even though you have these sort of, totalitarian 1984 push to make things like pronouns, which is not a thing, but try to force it on people's lives, the majority of people don't give a shit about pronouns. They don't think about life in that way. You know, say what you want to about Matt Walsh, but he made a great point about how, if two people are talking about somebody else, the person is not even in the room. Why do I have to respect their pronouns? Their pronouns are how we communicate with one another, basically. Like I said, it's not for you, it's for us. You know, if we're talking about Ellen Page, Elliot Page is not in the room. So it has nothing to do with her, him, or whatever, whatever. It's just that it's for us to communicate with. You don't just get up and say, my pronouns are Z-Zer. And we have to accept it. It's one thing for a trans woman to want to be referred to as a woman or she. She's not a woman or he's not a woman or whatever. But see, it's already confusing with the pronouns. But I get it if you're a trans woman. If you're going to be polite, say she, her, whatever, fine. Same thing with trans men. But the they, them, all this gender abolitionist shit. Because like the Gatekeeper's Creed, that was one of the points in the Gatekeeper's Creed was even trans people recognize gender. Most trans people know if they're a trans woman, ideally refer to me as she, her, right? Not this they, them, or she, they, all this bullshit that other people throw in, just nonsense. And so a huge game like Starfield should not be, and I get what Endymion was first trying to say when he was like, well, it's not a big deal, as a character creator, you get all these different options, but even Ackman said, it's something that pops up once. I think it was Ackman who said, it's something that pops up once and never referred to again. Why are you acting like a big baby about it? Whatever the fuck he said. And it's like, if it's not something that comes up at all, but once, why is it even in there? It's just there for an agenda. It's there to try to normalize this idea that people should be deciding what their fucking pronouns are, which is insane. Absolutely insane. And one thing that really pissed me off. So there was this, now this isn't about Az, although I guess it's connected to Az. This person, I don't know, Thena? I don't know. Talking about Dr. Disrespect. And so there's this tweet. Dr. Disrespect was rejected a Starfield sponsorship deal due to his recent transphobia. Never pointed out what the recent transphobia was. And he got triggered on stream because the head of Bethesda Publishing has pronouns in his bio. These guys wouldn't survive Modern Warfare 2 lobbies if pronouns trigger them. It's truly insane. This is what we live in 1984. I've been talking about this for a long time. Double speak, this erasure of history, this thing that, one moment you're fighting Asia, the next moment Asia is your ally. All this bullshit that, they talked about in 1984 and the shit that the gaslighting that the party did in 1984, all this shit, right? You've got this fucking clown, Thena, whatever they are, whatever the fucking name is, saying that the straight white man named Dr. Disrespect, who pretty much fucking invented Call of Duty lobbies, is the one who would get triggered in a Modern Warfare lobby. Like, the level of insanity. This is why you can't take these people seriously, and the only reason why they have any power is the fact that Canadian government, governments in general, Google, Big Tech, Patreon, PayPal, allow them to get away with this shit, because you can't really criticize them without being called a bigot, being shadow banned, being outright banned, having your money taken away from you, being ostracized and alienated, being kicked off platforms, banned for really dumb shit. They can get away with threatening you, insulting you, being racist against you. Nothing happens. But if you literally say a man can't become a woman, you could be banned. And you literally have sociopaths like this saying, Dr. Disrespect wouldn't survive a Call of Duty lobby if pronouns trigger them, when the whole thing about pronouns is it's created by people who are easily triggered. Somebody like this Thena clown would be triggered if you refer to Dylan Mulvaney as he, or have a conniption fit or something. So something, though, that I found interesting or thought was kind of, I was glad that these people, you know, went off on his rant the way that they did was that it helped me kind of illustrate a point that I've been kind of making in my head about thinking about Henry Cavill again. So, because I can't get over the fact that all Netflix has to do, and like I said, it may be political shit about it, whatever, but bring Henry Cavill back. Start all over again. I say bring Gal Gadot as Yennefer. You don't have to. I just think that would be funny publicity, you know, to bring the two people who, you know, Warner Brothers has messed over, it looks like, together again in something that could be extremely successful and probably in some ways more successful than the new DCU, which I think is not going to go well. I think James Gunn has got terrible plans for it, but whatever. Anyway, so I'm thinking about Henry Cavill and why is it that so many people are against him. It's not just Gina Carano. It's not just the 19-year-old girl. It really is the fact that he's a geek and that he really cares about this stuff. And I realized, I'm like, but why don't they care? They just don't like, they hate geeks, so they don't like anybody who protects geeks and is also a geek. But I also think that they're threatened by Henry Cavill. You know, like, it's one thing to be able to laugh at ads. You know, you see this guy in his room with his toys, and they're like, oh, he's fat and old or whatever. They could just dismiss him. But if you look at Henry Cavill, and it's like feminists, SJWs, they see Henry Cavill as the final form for all geeks and gamers. Like, if they keep getting games with sexy female characters and stories set in medieval Iceland that only star white people, then that's going to, like, make them powerful. You know, it's like, for years, there's been this complaint of games that give the player too much power. And there's people like, you know, this video essayist, like Noah Caldwell-Gervais and other game critics, they would always say things like, the game giving the player too much power. It's like, it's a game. What do you mean too much power? Like, what do you fucking care how much power you get in the game? If you don't like it, turn up the difficulty or something. Like, why are you concerned with power fantasies that people have? Like, and it's always the power fantasies of men. Like, why do you care that they have this power fantasy? Well, how is it hurting anybody? But I realize, it's like, it's a game, right? But for them, it's not just a game. These idiots see games and superhero comics as training manuals for straight white men. On the one hand, they call them all incels. But on the other, they think that if you just leave them alone with the stuff that they love for just like a few years, they'll all become these super mega giga chads.
But you know I'm all the way out there. I don't get time.
And they won't be able to, like, stop straight white men from taking over the world. Even though they say straight white men are running the world, they're still afraid that more of them, I guess, there'll be just this endless army of these mega chads who have been playing games for years with jiggle physics and, you know, girls with their asses hanging out and shit, and that's going to make men, they can turn men into Henry Cavill because the power fantasy has been fully realized and fully provided to them. You have sexy, good-looking women characters who are the prize for, you know, beating the game. You get the girl. And all this stupid fucking shit that is completely inhuman, the way these people react to stuff. It's, they hate men, they're envious of men for some reason, and because to them, their entertainment, like, usually makes them feel better about themselves and basically tells them that they're great the way that they are. It doesn't challenge them. You look at something like She-Hulk, and there was that scene where after the guy who she brought home as She-Hulk and they spent the night together, and the next day she was Jen, and the guy just ran out. She was like, she cooked the breakfast and this fucking clown runs out. It's just, that's not how people act. That's not real. This guy sees Jen. She's cute as she is. Like, Tatiana Maslany is a cute woman, so it's not like he's just going to run out.
Oh, and hide your ugly face on the way out of here. Bitch.
And the fact that he basically, you have two women. If you have a woman who could turn into She-Hulk and then also turns into Tatiana Maslany, you have two women. Just say, hey, let's switch it up tonight. I want to fuck Tatiana Maslany. Like, it's just so fucking stupid. But anyway, getting off on a little tangent there. But the thing about, so with the She-Hulk thing, with women entertainment, since they turned She-Hulk into a feminist icon, that guy who left her that morning, basically, you know, I guess there was some lawsuit. I forgot what the point of the stupid lawsuit was, but the guy was like, well, you know, Jen's all right, but I really love She-Hulk. And then she's sitting there looking all stupid and ugly, looking like goddamn Herman Munster in an ugly suit they had her in. And then her lawyer tells her afterwards, you deserve better than that honk that said he wasn't into you. She was telling that to Jen. And it's like, why? She's a horrible person. She's a hateful person. There's nothing that she does in the show to demonstrate that she's actually a good person. She's a coward. She yelled at her cousin, complaining about stupid shit like being catcalled. When Tatiana Maslany is cute, but she doesn't have the body or the shape for someone to be catcalled by people. But still, she's being told by another woman, who is much better looking than her, actually, you deserve better than the Giga-Jet hunk who said he preferred She-Hulk. So, safe to say, so these emotional, mentally ill, anxious people get something out of that sort of reassuring, stupid scene. But, you know, they look at straight white men who like challenges, but also get, you know, level up and shit like that. They see them as threatening. They'll take that and they'll see themselves as super powerful, the way us women feel powerful when we're told we don't have to do anything but just be women and we're amazing. So, I don't know. It's all stupid. Starfield can go fuck itself. But, you know, even though I was on the fence after the little black girl running up to Markiplier at, even with the pronouns and that controversy, I was still thinking, I'll probably give it a chance. The bugs didn't really put me off because that's Bethesda. And I'm like, you know, they're incompetent, they're lazy, they're full of shit, whatever. You know, they are relying on their mods to fix the game for them. And my brother's been pushing me constantly, get into PC gaming. And Cyberpunk, Phantom Liberty, and Starfield were the two games that were making me go, okay, fine. Finally, I will, you know, save up, get a computer, and I will get into PC gaming at some point. Maybe within the next year or so, hopefully. So we'll see. But with all of that, I was like, yeah, I will eventually get Starfield. What finally decided me against it were two things. Number one was the ugly-ass NPCs. It's ridiculous just how bad they are. Bethesda always makes ugly characters, so that wasn't really the issue. It's just the extent and the level of ugliness of these characters that is just ridiculous. And everywhere you turn, it's like I complained about in Horizon Forbidden West. Everybody's black and Asian. Looks like that's the same issue with Starfield. I don't have anything against black. I'm black. Or Asian people. You know, I usually date Asian people, but still. That was bad enough, these ugly-ass NPCs. But then as he put out a tweet and he was like, you know, it's a good thing they didn't actually see this clip. And yeah, this was the clip that finally decided me completely against Starfield.
Listen, I know I should have been more forthcoming about who I was earlier.
Yes?
So, in the interest of full disclosure, there's one more thing you ought to know before we head up there.
You're a dude.
My relationship with the UC, it's more complicated than it might seem at first glance.
Uh-huh.
The UC's actually the only reason I'm here in the first place.
Yeah.
I am a clone of a man named Francois Sanon, one-time fleet admiral of the UC during the Colony War, former head of the UC Navy. They called him.